Hi, and welcome to Visualize This. This pirate-themed episode is the sort of beginning of Season 2 of Visualize This. I'm teaching myself sound engineering, and this episode is more of a fully immersive sound experience. I hope the changes will help you paint a clearer picture in your mind. So sit back, relax, close your eyes, and visualize the Sea of Thieves. You're sailing across an azure blue ocean in a pirate galley. You're standing at the wheel of the ship, gripping its smooth wooden handles. The sun is high in the sky. There's a light breeze at your back, blowing across the tropical waters, whipping up small horseheads of spray. The breeze fills the sails, which are stretched out taut. Wood and rope creaks around you as the galleon cuts into the gentle swells, rocking the crow's nest slowly back and forth. The lookout is up there, peering through a brass telescope, searching. You are the calm center in a buzz of activity. Sailors all around you attend to their chores. They're coiling the ropes, swabbing the decks, cooking meals, and sleeping below in shifts. You hold the wheel in place and close your eyes, opening your senses to the sea around you. The sun is warm on your shoulders. The deck sways and rises slowly as your ship crests and dips its way through the rolling swells. Off to the right, you hear the distant cry of a flock of seagulls. You open your eyes and see them circling a patch of debris in the water. Flotsam bobs on the surface, and you can see the dark shapes of barrels floating low in the water. Looks like some other ship came to a sticky end out here. You're unsurprised. Although the seas here are beautiful, they are bound with danger. You're lulled by the gentle sway of the ship in the wind. But then there's a change in the air and in the water. The azure blue ocean darkens, and the briny smell of rotting seaweed thickens in the air. Clouds start to form above you, and the weather takes a sudden foul turn. Something wicked this way comes. The rest of the crew sense it as well. They rush to the guardrail and scan the waters intently. A dark shape is rising from the depths on the starboard side of the ship, gathering speed. At first you think it is a giant megalodon, a prehistoric shark of immense proportions, or perhaps the legendary Kraken. But as you look into the dark waters, you see eldritch green and blue fires all over the shape, burning brighter and brighter as it nears the surface. "Skeleton ship!" you cry out. "Man your stations!" The dark shape bursts out of the water, breaching into the air and coming down on the waves with a massive splash. Seawater sluices away, revealing a ship that looks like it's been rotting on the bottom of the ocean for 100 years, and probably has. The dark, water-soaked, barnacle-crusted hull is peppered with cannonball holes and trails streamers of seaweed. Its cannons are rusted, its tattered black sails billow in the wind, and as it comes up on the starboard side, you see its nightmarish crew. Skeletons. A small army of the undead swarm across the decks of the galleon, clothed in tattered leathers and rusted chains. Their eyes glow with green fire as they scuttle to their rusty cannons. Your ship's bosun is quicker than the skeleton horde.
"Load cannons!"
he cries out, and the crew scrambles to obey his orders.
"Fire!"
The smell of gunpowder fills the air as the cannons roar, sending a fusillade of cast iron cannonballs smashing into the dead ship's hull. Chunks and splinters of rotten wood explode into the air, and skeleton pirates are crushed as the cannonballs tear through their ranks. But they are fearless, and they outnumber you. They return fire. Their salvo rips into your ship, blasting holes in your hull, and narrowly missing some of your crew who dive to the decks. With dismay, you watch skeletons that have been blasted apart by your cannonballs tumble and roll back together, reforming and reanimating. Yet more skeletons come from below the decks, swarming up to prepare to board you as the skeleton ship gets closer. Your ship's cannons no longer have an angle below the waterline, which is where you need to hit that galleon to sink it. Time to take matters into your own hands. You hand the tiller over to another sailor and sprint to the bow of the ship, where your secret weapon is hidden. You pull back a tarp to reveal a keg of gunpowder painted with a skull design. You hoist the small but heavy barrel up, muscles straining, and carry it amidships. The skeleton galleon is almost upon you. Gathering all your strength, you leap up onto the gangplank and run across it, timing your jump perfectly. You sail across the narrow gap and land on the deck of the undead ship amongst the skeletons. Their claws and rusty cutlasses reach for you as you weave through the horde, heading for the hatch that leads to the lower decks. The stairs are rotten and slippery, but you keep your feet and descend into the depths of the ship. The second deck is filled with moldy old barrels and rotten hammocks and lit by eerie green lanterns. You hope against hope that their fire is real. You pass skeletons mindlessly hammering planks into the holes that your opening salvo created. They notice you too late as you run past them, down the second hatch and into the lower deck of their ship. The water here is ankle deep, and there is only one lantern swinging from the ceiling. Under the water, hundreds of bones shake and shiver and begin to form into more skeletons, but they're far too slow. You heave the powder keg over to the lantern and dump it on top of an old barrel. You grab the lantern off its hook and smash the glass pane surrounding the green flame inside. You hold the flame to the fuse of the powder keg and relief washes through you as it catches, fizzing angrily. You drop the lantern in the water and run, splashing up the first set of stairs. You're halfway to the second set when a concussion rips through the air, throwing you off your feet. Fire roars up from the lower deck and engulfs a few skeletons. You manage to shield yourself with your thick sea coat and regain your feet. The skeleton ship groans in protest and begins to tilt. You run like blazes up the last set of stairs, erupting into a wild sword battle between your sailors and the skeleton crew. "She's going down," you cry. "Back to the ship!" Your crew obeys your order, disengaging from the undead pirates and leaping across the gap between the ships. The skeleton galleon tilts to the side and then wallows deep in the water. Its crew finally seem to realize they've been scuttled and race downstairs to repair the damage. You know that will be impossible. As the skeleton ship slips beneath the waves, you spy the captain standing at the wheel, chained there in fact. His eyes glow an angry red. He glares at you until the last second, when he is engulfed by the cold, dark waters, followed by the stern of his ship. The seas calm, and the clouds begin to dissipate. The air begins to warm, and your crew lets out a loud cheer for your bravery. You graciously doff your hat and bow, and then order them to tend to the wounded and clear the decks. You've survived this attack, but how many other monstrous dangers lurk beneath the waves on this sea of thieves? I hope you enjoyed my first fully immersive visualization. If you'd like to support the channel and help me pay for some of the apps and sound libraries I subscribe to, you can check out my Patreon at patreon.com/visualize_this. Thanks for listening.